And today we conclude chapter 2 of Anti-Systemic Movements, Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements. We turn now to much briefer observations on two more faces of this transformation of the world system. A second face, because before they were talking about interstate relations, a second face is the organization of the structuring of another plane of the capitalist world economy's operation, the axial division of labor. This is the complex of interrelated production, transportation processes that is so ordered that the surplus value created in the course of production and transportation is historically disproportionately appropriated at the organizing centers of the multiple and more or less lengthy chains or networks of dependent production processes. And my interjection, by the organizing centers, they're referring to those countries or regions privileged to be at the top of the interstate system hierarchy, given the plum assignment of being the brains of the operation. So here again, we see that the mental manual distinction, segmentation, division is key. Continuing. The relational to their maintaining their hold, which means we have to make that our priority, undoing it our priority. The relational patterns, continuing, the relational patterns this ordering entails are thereby reproduced, and for additional reasons, their reproduction has cyclically deepened the differences in productive capacity between the organizing center or core portions of the axial division of labor and its increasingly peripheralized portions. In the 20th century, the underlying transformation has affected some truly massive alterations in the constituent relations of the complex core-periphery axis, and hence in the mapping of their respective global zones, the results of which, generally rendered as if the result of state policies, but obviously are not, are broadly known. And my interjection, again, power must hide to survive. And so this may be as good a point as any before we look more deeply at the state, market, distinction, ideology, to call attention to a key area of difference between the argument of professional leftists, usually Marxists as well, and the argument advanced here on this website, Nascence to End Work. When we read that the hierarchical structuring of states deepen the differences in productive capacity between them, core periphery, we are hearing the language of economics, which Marxists necessarily use as they played and continue to play a key role in crafting it. And I apologize for speeding up. I'm keep looking at the clock because I wanted to finish this today. We'll see. I.e., we are entering into a worldview which accepts as legitimate, if only in a sense, the value assignment role of the market in determining wealth, market in quotes. But the argument here is that we cannot claim our freedom unless we renounce that language, that life must not be commodified for rule to be unseated, and reverence become the defining quality of our lives.